Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, God's good to us.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Amen. I'm going to do my best to shuckle the corn out as quick as I can tonight. I had thought on two subjects, but I couldn't get both of them out. And one might have been lengthier than the other one, but I feel like going this way in preparation of what God has given me. Amen. That He truly has blessed us. Amen. There are times, Brother William, we feel so unnecessary. Amen. And we feel like we don't have no strength at times. Sometimes it's hard to get up. Sometimes it's hard to get down. Come on now. Amen. And it seems like when you're getting older, amen, the frailties of this body, amen, kind of tell on us. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing, that we're serving a great God. Amen. That He does miraculous things for His people. I feel that tonight. You know, I think about a lot of times about old Jacob. Brother William, Jacob leaned on the top of his staff. And what did he do? Because he depended upon God for the strength, even in his olden years. And didn't God carry him in his olden years? Amen. Now, the thought of my message tonight, I'm trying to be brief with it. Knowing where your strength lies. Knowing where your strength lies. Amen. Well, let's go to Him in prayer tonight. Father of heaven, we come to Thee tonight, Lord. Jesus, thanking Thee, God, again, to come, O Lord, to minister unto Thy people, Lord God. We ask Thee, Lord, that You would touch hearts tonight, God. Lord Jesus, if those, O Lord, are going through, Lord, the weakness and the frailties of the body tonight, God, do we pray that, Lord Jesus, that You would touch them. Lord, that You would lift them up tonight, Lord God. Oh, mighty God, that You see our needs tonight, Lord Jesus. Thou touch with our infirmities, Lord God. And we look to Thee tonight, Lord Jesus, that You'll anoint these lips. Lord, Your word is already anointed, God. Anoint these lips, I pray, Lord, that I may feed the flock of God tonight, Lord. Lord Jesus, anoint the hearing, O Lord God, of Thy people tonight, that they may receive, O Lord Jesus, Thy word tonight, Lord. Oh, God, that we seek, O Lord, upon Thy face to lift Thee up. Thy will to be done in this service, Lord, that we may say some words, O Lord, to edify the body of Christ. We ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank the Lord. I got a verse of Scripture I wanted to read first. Man, I've got to get it out here quick. Let me see where I can find it. I sure it already been turned there. But this is found in 2 Kings, the 13th chapter. 2 Kings, 13th chapter, and the 14th verse through the 19th verse. 2 Kings 13, verse 14 through 19. Now Joash slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat up on his throne, and Joash was buried in Samaria with the king of Israel. Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness whereof he died. And Joash the king of Israel came down unto him and wept over his face and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, take bow and arrows. And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, put thy hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hand upon the king's hands. And he said, open the windows eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek, then till thou have consumed them. And he said, take the arrows. And he took them, and he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he smite thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, thou shouldest have smited 5 or 6 times. Then hadst thou smited Syria till thou hadst consumed it, whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. The Elisha had got angry, or he exploded with wrath because the king did not smite the ground more than 3 times. He said, you should have smoked at least 5 or 6 times, and then you would utterly consume them. Amen. So we see in this verse of Scripture how that the arrow of deliverance will come in our life. God will move for us and strengthen us, but we got to lean upon Him in the difficult times that we're going through. As you heard tonight, that we go through many of these valleys. And sometimes we get in a state there of our mind that these come and said, how are we going to do these things, or how are we going to overcome these things, and what is the answer to our solutions? But I want you to know, God will give us strength when we lean upon Him, when we lean not upon our own understanding, but God, you're to direct our paths. Lord, I don't know what to do, God. You see the weakness. You see my mind of me trying to work things out, and I can't do it in myself. And there are a lot of people are trying to do those very things. They're trying to work it out in themselves. And they get in a lot of midst of trouble, amen, and anguish. But we got to realize that where our strength comes, it comes from God. Amen. We rely on Him for the answers and solutions and the circumstances that we go through this life. We know that He is the answer. And He is our strength. Amen. Sometimes we don't feel that a lot of times. And then we got to go through the way of faith and believing and trusting Him that He will lead us through no matter what we face in this life. He is our strength. Amen. Praise God. I think about the Scripture many times, and I ponder upon the Scripture many times found in Isaiah 40 verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Excuse me. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But they that wait upon the Lord, listen, there's some waiting to do. Amen. When we are facing the battles and the storms of this life, amen, and realizing our strength and the captain of our salvation, that we can overcome these things when we realize that He is our strength. We know He is our strength. We know He'll bring us through, amen, no matter what we face in this life. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Amen. Praise God, as wings as eagles. Amen. Even though when the eagle faces the severe of the storm, he flies directly into that storm from what I hear. Amen. But praise God, he mounts up and gets strength as he goes forward, and more and more he regains strength. Amen. In the storm. Amen. And God takes care of that eagle. Amen. He said, we shall mount up like wings. Amen. Praise God. Mount up like wings. Amen. God's going to deliver us. He's going to send us the arrow of deliverance that we can have strength. Amen. No matter what we face in this life. Amen. That when we face sickness, amen, and loneliness, God help me and strengthen me. Amen. Because I depend upon you. Praise God. Bible said they should run and not be weary. Amen. Praise God. And they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Praise God. Even though this body sometimes tries to dictate, amen, that there's no use, amen, doing these things. There's no use, amen, sometime of praying. There's no use to fasting, amen. But praise God, we got to look to Jesus, for He will strengthen us, amen, in the time of need when we come to Him. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I like what Daniel says in the 11th chapter of Daniel in the 32nd verse. He says this, "And such as do weakly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries." But notice the latter part of that verse. He said, But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Amen. Praise God. They shall be strong and they will do exploits. Amen. Praise God. 2 Samuel 22, verse 40 says, "For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued unto me. Amen. Thou hast girded me with strength. Amen. For the battle, when the storms, amen, when Satan's throwing everything he can at us. Amen. He's strengthening us, amen, in the battle that we are facing, amen, that we can overcome in this life. When we lean upon me, Lord, strengthen me. Lord, I can't do it without you. I need your help. Help me now, Jesus. Bring forth and send forth your ministering angel to me. Lord God, that I may, oh Lord God, be victorious in this life." Praise God, I feel this. But he said he girded me with strength. Amen. So that we can overcome when the enemy of our soul, when the adversity comes against us so strong. Amen. He will provide strength for us. Amen. When we seem like there's no strength whatsoever at all. Sister Davy. Amen. Now you face some of the frailties of this body, and you know what it means, amen, sometimes to get up and walk on a leg, amen, and you feel so puny and there's no strength there. Don't think at all that God ain't looking out for you. Don't think it at all that God sees what you are facing when the storms of your mind, when those things that come against you so strong. Amen. Lord, I need your strength. I need your guidance now. Amen. I need your help now, Lord. I'm puny, Lord. Amen. I'm poor, Lord. I'm needy, Lord. God, but I need your strength. Amen. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed." It seems like sometime when we're going through that trial of our lives and in the valley of decision, sometime we are facing, amen, it seems like it's sometime that Satan, he's throwing the curveball and he's trying to pull a fast one on at us to get us down and to rock us, amen, and to come against us so strong. And we feel dismayed, but the Word said, "Fear you not. Hey, I'm with thee. I'm with thee. Hey, if God's with you, there's nothing to be worried about." Come on now. Amen. When you lean upon Him for strength in the hour, amen, when those things, amen, that are trying their best to come against you and to get you down and to get you in a state that you cannot respond, but to be so negative in this life. He says this, and the promise, amen, he says, "I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Amen. God can do it. God will do it. God will have a people, amen, that will bring them, amen, to everything, every plateau of this life. When we're in our lawless state, amen, He'll bring us into another state, amen, that we can praise Him and exalt Him, for God has done great and miraculous things for His people. Amen. He said, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I will uphold thee. Amen. He ain't going to leave you there. Sometime here you'll face the trials, amen, and they seem so difficult at times, and we go through temptations at times and so forth, and trying to get us to respond and rebel against God. But God said, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. With his righteousness he shall uphold thee. Now, going to another story. We found in the book of Luke, the 13th chapter, in the 11th verse, says, and behold, hey, look, behold, take notice, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. Amen. But I want you to know Jesus came on the scene. I said Jesus came on the scene. Hey, amen. This woman was so bowed down for 18 years. She touched the ground. Hey, amen. She was down in such a lowly state. How can I get up? How can I do the things that I need to do? Lord, I need strength from thee. And Jesus passed by. Hey, amen. And as he passed by, hey, amen, he touched that woman with the infirmity that she had. And he lifted her up. Hey, amen. And no more infirmity. But he worked a miracle in her life. She couldn't lift herself up. You ever been that way at some time? Whew. Praise God. I want you to know sometime that sciatic nerve kind of hits me pretty hard sometime. Whew. Amen. Sometime I get at a red light. Sometime and oh, I mean intense. Intense. It gets very intense and I seem like I just want to fold up. I believe somebody else has been there. Amen. I said, but God, you help me. Touch me right now, Jesus. Strengthen my body right now, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Heal my body. Amen. I want you to know he's touched me already tonight. Before this service, I said, he's touched me already. Man, I had a headache that couldn't wait. Amen. Don't think at all he didn't do something and touch me because I asked him. I said, Lord, you are my strength. Now touch my body. There was another one, verse of scripture. And we get a picture of this man found in Acts, the 3rd chapter, in the 7th verse. We get this picture at the gate of Beautiful. This man laying there at the temple, Brother Gary. And he was there a long time, and Peter and John came to pray. In the hour of prayer to seek the face of the Lord. And this man was asked in alms of Peter. And Peter said, look on us. Amen. Look on us. He was expecting to receive something. And then Peter said, well, I don't have no silver. And I don't have no gold. Amen. But hey, I know somebody. I know Jesus. Hey, I know somebody that's going to give you employment. Amen. That's going to heal your body. That's going to move for you in the situation that you're facing. Praise God. And what did the scripture says? And he took him. And he took him. Strength. Amen. Strength came unto thee, unto him. Amen. And no more he had the infirmity. Amen. He had been many years laying there, Brother William. Amen. And again, after so many months or years, I don't know how to use that word. weakness of the muscles that they can't respond?
Lazy.
I've got to say that he's been there so long that the condition that his muscles would not respond to help him. Amen. But I want you to know that man was made completely whole. All his muscles are intact. Amen. And what did he do, Brother Gary? He got strength in his body. The Bible said he went into the church or the synagogue leaping and praising God. Woo! Praise God. You want to get strength? Amen. Pray. Amen. And seek his face. Now, I ain't got too much more to go. I'm going to surprise you tonight. In Exodus 15, verse 2. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will repair him in habitation. My Father God, and I will exalt him. Amen. They had brought them out of Egypt. Amen. And with a great strong arm, God worked miracles and wonders, amen, and using the strength to cause all the plagues that he caused, amen, and he brought them out of Egypt, Sister Sylvia, amen. He said, because the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He's become our salvation. Amen, and in that salvation is all that we need. Amen, we have deliverance. Amen. We have the substance of things that we need in this life. Amen. When we lean upon him for the strength day by day that he will renew us. Amen. He will renew our mind. Amen. That we can go forth. Amen. And receive that what we need from his hand. Amen. Well, Ephesians 3, verse 16. Said that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened. What? To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Hey, man. Hey, I want to tell you about the inner man. Sometime it seems like it's laying down, Brother Gary. Sometime, hey, man, it gets so low. Hey, man, but he said, hey, man, well, I'm going to tell you, when I get to feel, amen, the Holy Ghost moving in my soul, when I feel the presence of God, when I lean upon him with strength, Lord, amen, you're my oasis in the midst of the desert, Lord. Give me the drink, Lord, that I may be strengthened by thee of what I'm going through. What happens to that inner man? That inner man stands directly straight up inside us that we can do the things that we need to do in this life. His name is going to be glorified. His name is going to be exalted. Amen. In this life. And when we do the things that we're supposed to do in this life, we will receive the strength of what we need. No. A lot of times we feel like we get like Elijah, one of the prophets, of which one, I forget the name of one, that was under a Jupiter tree. And fleeing from Ahab. And what happened, he didn't seem like he had strength hard to go on farther. He said, I'm going to die. And God had just done great miraculous things for him. Amen. Praise God. There was so much of that. He was strengthening us in the spirit. The Bible said in the spirit, he will strengthen us. Amen. In Psalms 23, verse 26 says, my flesh and my heart faileth. David is saying this. He's realizing, he said, my flesh and my heart faileth. You've been there at times and your heart is trying to dictate to you not to respond to the voice of God sometimes. Because Satan whispers in your ear. Come on now, I'm preaching to somebody tonight. But David realized it. He said, my flesh and my heart faileth. But Oh, I like the conjunction. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So I get down sometime, Brother Gary. So I feel so unnecessary at times. So these hormones sometime get the best of me sometime. So I feel the pains of this life are coming upon me. So that I don't sleep at night at times. So I have to get up at night several times at night. But when I get up, I say, Lord, thank you. Glory to God. I'm going to magnify you. Even, amen, when I'm getting up, I'm going to glorify your name. When I rise up in the morning, I'm going to give glory to you. I'm going to praise you, Lord, for thanking you, God, for helping me get off this bed this morning. God, you made this day for me to praise you and to glorify you, regardless, amen, of the circumstances. No, we don't feel that way all the time. Amen. Well, I'm trying to get this out in 2 or 3 minutes more, and I'll be through. Almost to the very conclusion. Jacob received strength, amen, when he saw the wagons from Egypt coming to him. Amen. When he seen those wagons, they were loaded down with all the goods that Joseph sent into him in the love that he had devotion to his father. And his father hadn't saw him in 20-something years. And you imagine, you know how the saying about Jacob, but how that he even went into the grave because he had mourned and grieved for his son Joseph so much. Didn't realize that God was doing something for him. Amen. God was strengthening him even when he went through what he went through, when he went through slavery, when he went through the prison, when he was accused falsely, amen, and he himself sought after the Lord for God to give him help and strength. He didn't sin during that time, but he looked to the Lord regardless. The Bible said Jacob received strength. Amen. His spirit, revived in him. One more time, I'm going to see my son. One more time before I lay down this cross in this life. I'm going to see my son again. And winding up in the scripture to the conclusion. In Hebrews 12:2 says this, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, like this, what he goes on to say, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. My, you helping to quote that, ain't you? And he is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, for the joy that was set before him. Amen. We got a cross in this life to bear, and the joy is set before us. The Bible said the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And then, one more thing, Nehemiah, when he was building the walls. Amen. Amen. In doing the work of the Lord and facing what he went through and all like that, he said, I'm going to build these walls and I'm going to build Jerusalem back and restore it back like it needs to be restored. And the gates that were burnt, he put up the gates and all. But he realized that the joy, amen, that God would give him in the time of need through when he was facing what he was going through. Well, that's it, folks. That's all. God bless you.